Lubrication is very important. Did I say you could stop? I'll help you finish, but only if you do exactly as I say. I'll even let you come inside. Now bend over and grab your ankles.
Oh yes, you're getting this. Right in your... Oh, you're here. What? Oh, I did say that, didn't I? I know, but I didn't think you'd get here so fast. Don't worry about it, I'll tell you in a minute. I want to talk to you about something else first. Remember last summer when you called me and had me drive 3 hours to pick you up from that party? And right after we left, we saw all those cop cars show up? Remember how you told me that you owed me a really big favor for driving all the way and saving you like that? Well, I'm ready to ask you for that favor. Good, but before I tell you, I want another small favor. Promise me you'll take what I'm about to say seriously, and not judge me or make fun of me, and let me explain everything before jumping to conclusions, okay? Thank you, and I do trust you. I'm only asking because you're one of my best friends. I'll explain what I was doing. Remember how we were talking about ASMR the other day? Well, recently, I started recording audios, kind of like ASMR, except there's no ASMR sounds. It's more like just me role-playing, and it's kind of sexual. Don't give me that look. It's not a big of a deal. I just record myself talking and post it. It's totally anonymous. I just kind of like doing it. And I like knowing it turns people on and hearing me makes them feel good. It's like I connect with all these people on a brain-to-brain level. And there's a community too. And I like chatting with other performers and with my listeners. It's completely safe, and it's a really welcoming community. So, yeah, people even write scripts. Sometimes I choose ones I like and perform them, and I really like it. I think it helps me understand people better, and myself too. I'm getting to it. Okay, I want to get more involved in the community now. I want to write a script for someone else to perform. The only problem is, I'm used to scripts meant to be performed by a girl. And when I write, it always seems like it's coming from a girl's perspective. I want it to feel real, like it's what a man would really say. Yes, I want you to help me write a male for female script. I've actually written a pretty fleshed out outline of it. The script should be fun for males to perform, but it's mainly supposed to fulfill female fantasies, and I've got that part down. I just need you to read certain parts for me so I can make sure it sounds good coming from a guy. Yes, your voice is great, don't worry, and besides, you owe me a big favor. You have to take it seriously though, this is really important to me. Thank you. Here, come sit in the bed and we'll practice. Okay, first, remember, this is just acting. Please take your performance seriously, but don't take the actual things I ask you to say too seriously. And please don't make fun of it if any of this seems cheesy or weird to you. It's not for you. And this isn't necessarily my fantasy, alright? It's just what I think some females might want to hear. I'm trusting you, and remember, you promised not to make fun of me, and you owe me for saving you. Thank you. Okay, so here's the script. You, the male performer, and your friend, the female listener, haven't seen each other in a long time. Your families had a barbecue together, and you bump into each other. You are both much more developed and attractive than you used to be. You offer her a ride home after the barbecue, but the two of you decide to stop at your apartment first, and you end up having sex. No, not just like that, there's more to it. I'm just giving you a summary. No making fun, remember? I'm not totally sure where the script is going to start, but I think the beginning will be easy to do on my own. So let's start with us walking up to your apartment. We'll begin with something simple. I want you to tell me you're really good at playing with your nephews. You'd make a great mom. Yes, now say it. Okay, actually say this. I like the way you play with your nephews like that. One more time, a little slower. Perfect, I like it. I know it's weird, but it's good, don't worry. Okay, so we're going into your apartment. There's gonna be some door sound effects. Then I want you to tell me, take your shoes off. No, more seriously, like, you're dominant, but still nice. Good boy. Then there's gonna be some small talk. We'll skip that for now. Then we're gonna go back to your car to bring in leftovers from the barbecue. Tell me, I'm way stronger than you. Don't carry so much. I'll fix that later. Now, I'm gonna carry way more than I should and slip and fall with a bunch of drinks, and it makes a huge mess all over your place and gets my clothes soaking wet. Don't worry about it. It doesn't need to make perfect sense. Just give it a try. Say, careful, put some of that down. More sternly. Now say, I'm serious, you're gonna make a mess. And then sigh like, you've had enough of my shit, really breathy. Okay, then some more door noises, then a loud crash. Now say, it's fine, kind of passive-aggressively. Good, now I want you to say, I know you're sorry, your clothes are fucked. Let's stand up and act it out a little. Get closer to me. You need to feel like you're towering over me when you say it. Now, say it again. Oh yeah, say fucked a little more intensely though. Okay, now, don't take this in a weird way. In fact, don't think about it too much at all. But your character's motivation is basically that, right when he saw the listener, all he wants to do is to get her pregnant. I'm serious, it's a perfectly normal thing to want. It's not my fantasy, it's just what I think the audience will like. So now the listener's clothes are all wet and sticky. Tell me, take all your clothes off. Actually say, take off your clothes. No, command me to do it. Yes, command me, you won't sound weird. Oh, damn. That is actually really hot when you say it like that. Okay, so she's shy about taking her clothes off. Say, now, you're dripping wet. Good boy, she takes her shirts and pants off. Now say, oh fuck. No, say it like a beautiful girl just got undressed in front of you. I'm serious, I need you to say it right. The line is fine, you're just not saying it right. This is really important to me, I need you to really try here, okay? Do you want me to pull up some porn for you so you say it for real? I don't even think that would work. Okay, I'm just gonna do it. I'm taking my shirt off. You see the first thing that comes to mind. Now that's what I'm talking about. Remember, we're just acting. It's fine, just get in character. Look at them and focus on what we're doing. Okay, where were we? I just got undressed. Now you come on. Don't slip. Hold my hand. Let's do it for real. Say it again and take my hand. Firmly, like you want to take me. Wow, okay. That's good. Why are you holding your other hand like that? Do you have a boner? Sorry, no, it's totally fine. In fact, it's good. I'm picturing your character having a huge erection this entire time. I know it's awkward, but look, it's no big deal if you have a boner. And I really want to get through this now. To be honest, I'm getting kind of wet thinking about it, but it's all part of the performance. I always get wet when I record, so it's okay if you get hurt while we practice. Okay, focus. We're walking to the bathroom. She's feeling kind of intimidated by him, but also really turned on. He's figuring out how he's gonna get her panties off. I'm really sorry. I'd do anything to make it up to you. No, that's what my character would say. Sorry, I'll try not to confuse you. Now, tell me, you'd really do anything? Actually, just anything? Command me to take off my panties. Good boy. Say bra too. Oh man, you're getting good at this. Then shower sound effects will start. Command me to get in the shower. Oh god, that's hot. No, the way you said that. Okay, then you're gonna get in the shower with me. Now, our characters are totally naked, right next to each other in a steamy shower. So I think we should get a little closer too. I want to get a feel for what this would actually be like, so I write it better. Well, take your shirt off too, and then I'll just... yeah, sit on your lap. Relax. Your bone is fine. I'll keep my distance. Will you now kind of breathe hard into my ear? I'm gonna call for heavy breathing in the script here. Your character is supposed to have an erect penis an inch behind my wet naked butt, so he should be pretty turned on. Oh yeah. Oh, that's great. You have great guy sounds. Okay, now whisper in my ear. Wash my cock. Yes, just do it. No, say it like you're really horny. Like you have a beautiful bare naked girl right in front of you, ready and willing to do anything you say. Stop being awkward. You're the one making it awkward. I'm fully committed now. Just get to it. Just relax and feel how the situation makes you feel. Do you want me to take my bra off? Yeah, I want to. If it'll help me get an actual genuine performance out of you. Whoa, I've never seen you look like that before. Now you're making me feel a little awkward. They're just boobs. Here, just... I'm gonna touch you with them a little so you can get used to them. You can touch me too. It's only me. We don't need to be weird with each other. We're just acting. That feels really good. Okay, stop. Now focus. Practice saying it, looking me in the eyes first. Tell me as confidently and seriously as you can. tell me to wash your cock.
I knew you could do it. Now whisper it into my ear.
Oh, perfect. Okay, now some wet handjob sounds are gonna start slowly. Tell me, turn around. Come on to me to kiss you. Good boy. Now kissing sounds are gonna start. There's gonna be 10 or so seconds of handjob sounds and kissing. I want you to start making some grunting sounds. You know, like sexy grunting sounds. Fuck, it's easy. Just make the sounds you'd make if you were getting a handjob. Come on, I know you know what I'm talking about. Oh, we were doing so good, come on. Why don't you take out your penis and stroke it a little and listen to the sounds you make? Don't worry about the zipper, just take your pants off. That's fine, I'll even take my panties off, so we'll both be exposed. Remember, my character is super into you and would love to have you make her take her shorts and panties off. There, see? It's not embarrassing or any. What are you looking at? Oh, I didn't realize how wet I am. Actually, just look. No one normally gets to appreciate all the work I do down there. I'll take that as you like it. I'm going to get under the blanket now because it's a little chilly. Your turn. Aw, it's fine. It's not different. What's the problem? It's not that weird to show me. You don't have to if you don't want to, but I've seen it before. When your shorts got pulled down at the game last year. I know you've got a big penis. It doesn't even matter. How about this? I won't look. You get naked, get under the blanket, and touch yourself. And make the sounds you feel like making. Hurry up, I'll face the other way. Finally. Okay, now touch yourself and make the sounds that feel natural. Louder. Good boy. I knew you could do it. Now, do it into my ear. And keep stroking your penis. This isn't a good position. Look, I'm going to turn and face this way and be the little spoon. You face me and be the big spoon. I'll keep my hips forward to give you some space. And don't come on me though, okay? I'm just kidding. Okay, now stroke and grunt in my ear. Oh. Yes, that's it. You're doing great. I need you to do it just like that. That's what I meant when I say sexy grunting. Okay, stop stroking, focus. Where were we? We're kissing and I'm giving you a hand job in the shower. You just commanded me to kiss you and we're making out. Now tell me, I didn't say my lips. And tell me to kiss your cock. Mooing? Oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was doing that. Damn, we really need to stop being awkward. It's ruining the rhythm. I need to turn around and face you so we can get serious. Oh, wow. I'm sorry, I know I said I wouldn't look, but I looked. Your penis looks angry. Oh, I mean, it's a beautiful, big, thick penis, but it's throbbing. That doesn't look comfortable. Can we just hug and kiss real quick to get it out of our systems? I'm really horny too now. It's not like it's intercourse, it's just like friends cuddling. Okay, put your arms under me. Fuck. It feels really good when you rub on me like that. Please don't stop touching me. But can you continue while we touch each other? Will you tell me to suck your cock? Oh, now you're getting into it. Good boy. Now, however you want, tell me to rub your penis all over my face. Will you put your fingers in me? No, in real life. It'll help me. I'll touch your penis. Now say good girl. Say it again. Okay. The shower stops. Tell me you're gonna pick me up. Throw me onto the bed and fuck me. Yes. Say it again. One more time. Oh, yeah. Say you're gonna fuck my good girl pussy. Oh, yes. Careful, you're gonna slip inside. No, don't stop. I really want you inside me. Is that okay? Do you have a condom? I'm not on birth control. Fuck, let's just keep going. Tell me you're gonna fuck the shit out of me. Again. Get on top of me. Yeah, it's fine. I really want you to. Keep rubbing your penis on me. Tell me you can feel my pussy clenching around your cock. Oh, again. Oh, now tell me I'm gonna make you come. Yes. No, fuck. Yeah. Oh, you can put it in me if you want. I don't even care, I want you. I need to feel you right now. I don't care. I feel you pushing in. Just do it. Fuck me. Please. Oh my god. Oh yes. Yes, your cock feels so good. Oh my god, you're doing so good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, keep going just like that. Okay. Oh, don't think about this too hard, but tell me you're gonna make me come and you're gonna come inside me. Oh. Tell me you're gonna come inside me again. Oh, God, you're really good at this. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh my god, keep going. Oh, tell me you're gonna make your good girl come. Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me you're gonna fill my good girl pussy. Oh, with thick sticky cum. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, will you tell me you want your sperm to contact my ex? Tell me you want to get the sperm in my ex. Oh, oh my god, you're gonna make me come. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, keep saying it. Oh, tell me you want to get your sperm in my ex. Oh, say you're coming. Say you're coming in me. I want you to come in me. Oh, what? You're really coming at me? Oh, shit. I'm coming too. Oh, I feel it. I need. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel it. Oh, don't stop. Don't pull out. Oh, fuck. I want it. I want your cum. I want all your cum. I want all your cum inside me. Oh. 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 Will you tell me you want to get your sperm in your good girl's ex one more time? Oh. Oh, good boy. Oh my god. Oh, that was amazing. You're amazing. That was the best orgasm I've ever had. Felt you come so much inside me. Good boy. You come feels so warm. No, wait. Don't pull out yet. I just want to lay like this for a while, for a few minutes. If you're okay with that, it's okay. Just rest on top of me. I know, we can think about it later. I'll do whatever you want, though. You still have to help me finish my script. But for now, can we just cuddle and nap for a while? I need you well rested. I've got another script I need help with, too. It's called Your Loving Girlfriend Wants to Eat All Your Good Boy Cum. I think you'll like it.